Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Saviro, and I have the pleasure to have today over the phone a very, very talented artist. His name is Currency Baba. Sorry, the Currency Baba, B-A-B-A. He has released a fantastic, fantastic new single that is called Me and You. It's a very, very beautiful song that we're going to play at the end of this interview. It's really, really good music. He's from Australia, and we're lucky to have him right now over the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, please meet the one and only Currency Baba. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm very, very happy to have you over the phone. So, first of all, for the people who are not lucky to know you, would you be so kind to tell us where you're from, and what brought you to music in the first place?
Originally, I'm from Nigeria. And I moved to Australia to do some studies, to continue my studies, because I was doing environmental science over there, and I came here for my master's. And after my master's, I got very attracted to music. And it was just a connect, like there was just that bond. Sort of that bond, because the people around me is just musicians, artists, producers, and whatnot. So we just have that bond because we grew up with that kind of vibe. It was just something that was in me, basically. And I'm just like, oh, let me just put it to the world. Let me be able to express how I feel inside to be able to put it into music and be able to put it to the world what I have in me, which is my story.
Yeah.
And I put my story into music.
That's very beautiful, and I think the most very definition of what is an artist when he's expressing himself. So who are the artists who influenced you, the other music artists? Because your music is very rich. You can hear that you're someone that traveled a lot and been through so many different cultures. Who are really the artists who influenced you the most?
I got inspired by Two Face, Timaya, and some other artists which they don't even do music at the moment. But they are originally from Nigeria, and they broke into the world, like worldwide, when I mean like international wise.
So wow, and
people,
I'm sure
they were the people that we used to listen to way back, and they have fantastic voice, good beats, and good lyrics, like lyrics that actually make proper sense. You get what I mean? So you can't miss it. You just have to listen. You just have to tune in. When they drop new songs, you just have to vibe. You get what I mean? So it's just been a journey, though.
It's a beautiful journey, and it's definitely, it reflects in your music, I believe, coming from Nigeria, then after going to Australia. So it's two countries that have beautiful sun, but I'm sure that are very different. How was it for you when you arrived in Australia? I bet you must have felt very far away from your family. And is that what made you also write different music?
Basically, it was a journey. It was a journey, basically, like I said before. It was a journey. It started from somewhere. I moved over here. It was nice. I was happy, trust me. I was happy because I knew I could be able to do more than what I was doing over there. So there was, you know, we had this opportunity to be able to, you know, Australia gave you this opportunity to be able to do whatever you want to do, basically. So, and I choose the line of music. I'm like, yeah, I love this, and I have the passion for it. You get what I mean? So, and I put my all into it, basically.
Yeah. And you know what, Mr. Currency Baba, we feel that in your music. First of all, where your this name Currency Baba, your artistic name comes from? Can you tell us the origin?
It's been a long time. And like way back, because way back when I was growing up, I had friends and we all used to hang out together. And you know, when you have the rich, you have the middle class, and you have the, you know, the poor and whatnot. I luckily fell into the middle class. My dad had money and whatnot. And I could be able to sponsor my friends when we go out to go get stuff. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And Baba means like a father. So they started, they started like currency Baba, you know, they want to hype you up so you buy stuff for them. And I like the name, and the name just went like, you know, and it just got stuck. Like everybody just keep on calling me that name, and I'm just like, yeah, why don't I just do that anymore? I like it. Why not?
Well, that, let me tell you, that's destiny, definitely. And my question is, so that song was produced by an artist named Young 06, right? How would you...
No, Young OG.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Young OG, I am misread. Yeah, how was that collaboration with that producer, how that producer came together?
Basically, I contacted him and I told him that I want to work with him, basically. And he's like, cool, what do you want? I'm like, bro, I'll send you some of my stuff that I have so you can be able to understand what the kind of music that I do, basically. And he's like, okay, I'll make some few beats. I'll listen to your stuff. I'll make some few beats and I'll send it to you. And he did. And I'm like, I can pick from this or this or this or that. And I picked that particular one. I'm like, I want to work on this. And I did.
Well, he did definitely a good job, and both of you were definitely meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Cerriero. I had the pleasure to have today the very, very talented artist, Currency Baba. Let me spell for you, Baba, B-A-B-A, as simple as that. And his new single is absolutely wonderful. It's called Me and You. We're going to play right after this interview, this wonderful singer. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.